यपञ्चवर्षो जननीं त्वां विहाय मातुः सपत्न्या वचसा भिन्नमर्म वनं गतस्तपसा प्रद्याक्षम् आराध्य लेभे मूर्ध्नि पदं त्रिलोक्या यः वन हु पञ्चवर्ष फाइव इयर्स ओल्ड जननीं मदर त्वां यू विहाय लिविंग असाइड मातुः of the mother, sapatnya, of the co-wife, vachasa, by the words, bhinna marma, aggrieved at heart, vanam, to the forest, gataha, went, tapasa, by austerities, pratyaksham, the Supreme Lord, aradhya, worshipping, lebe, achieved, murdhni, on the top, padam, the position, trilokya, of the three worlds. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. My dear Dhruva, at the age of only 5 years, you are very grievously afflicted by the words of your mother's co-wife, and you very boldly gave up the protection of your mother and went to the forest to engage in the yogic process for realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As a result of this, you have already achieved the topmost position in all the three worlds. Translation responsibly, please. My dear Dhruva, at the age of only 5 years, you are very grievously afflicted by the words of your mother's co-wife, and you very boldly gave up the protection of your mother and went to the forest to engage in the yogic process for realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As a result of this, you have already achieved the topmost position in all the three worlds. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Manu was very proud that Dhruva Maharaj was one of the descendants in his family, because at the age of only 5 years, Dhruva began meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and within 6 months he was able to see the Supreme Lord face to face. Factually, Dhruva Maharaj is the glory of the Manu dynasty or the human family. Their human family begins from Manu. The Sanskrit word for the man is Manushya, which means descendant of Manu. Not only is Dhruva Maharaj the glory of the family of Swayambhuva Manu, but he is the glory of the entire human society. Because Dhruva Maharaj had already surrendered to the Supreme Godhead, he was especially requested not to do anything unbefitting a surrendered soul. So, we are reading Hare Krishna. We are reading this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Swayambhuva Manu personally comes and instructing Dhruva Maharaj. And we all know Dhruva Maharaj, at the age of 5, he was not allowed to sit in the lap of his father. What is Hare Krishna? The pandits are busy here. What is the name of Dhruva Maharaj's father? Hare Krishna? Huh? Uttanapada's father. Who is Uttanapada's father? Very good. Now, I think you should be here actually. You know all the purports actually, what I am doing here. So, Uttanapada, so the family's history comes like that. Swayambhuva Manu, then Uttanapada, and then Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva appears in the family. And then he, at the age of 5, he wanted to sit in the lap of his father. As a natural, isn't it? Nothing very unnatural about this. Father's lap, the son wants to sit. But he was prevented. By whom? Who prevented? Here? Hare Krishna? Following? Okay, here they are busy also. Okay. Who prevented to sit in the lap? Suruchi. Okay. What is other? His Dhruva's mother's name? Suniti. Very good. That's it. Suruchi, she said, no, you can't sit on the lap of the mother, the father, because she was very proud that, you know, like, no, if you have to sit, then by the, again, she said the right thing. She said, by the blessing of the Lord, then you may take birth in the womb of my womb, then you can sit. It's like a very, but the instruction is correct. You have to have the mercy of the Lord. That much she said. But again, after that, Dhruva Maharaj, we all know, went to his mother. Mother was, said, no, I don't have much control with King Uttanapada. So she's the, Suruchi is the principal queen, or maybe like that, king favors her. So your best bet is you go to approach the Lord. And he was a Kshatriya. So Kshatriya is very, very, the blood is very, Kshatriya blood is always, you know, like a, you want to do something, very passionate, you know, want to do something. You can't just settle down for something. He can't. So he asked mother, I want to go and see. So mother said, no, we can't fulfill your desire. Better you approach God. So then the question came, where is God? Then mother said, all the sages and saints are in the forest. So maybe God may be the forest only. So Dhruva Maharaj started to journey to forest. And also in the way to the forest, we all know Dhruva Maharaj was tested. So Dhruva Maharaj was tested by whom?
Narada Muni
tested, because this is like a Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Brahmanda Brahmite Kaunu Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. So this is like the living entities are wandering all throughout the universe. Brahmanda Brahmite Kaun Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. As long as there is a desire for the living entity to have a darshan of the Lord, Lord makes the arrangement actually. The devotee just has a desire. That is the only thing as a devotee can do. We don't have any other capacity. We can just desire. If we desire, then Lord makes the arrangement. He sends Narada Muni. Krishna, sitting within the heart as a Paramatma, he sees the desire of the devotee. Yes, now you want to see me? Okay, I will make arrangement. He's so merciful actually. He making arrangement. So then he is sending Narada Muni. Narada Muni is just testing Dhruva. The Dhruva is very fixed. No, I want to see God. I want to get a kingdom bigger than my grandfather's kingdom. That is what he wanted. To start with, actually. To start with, I want to see God. What is the purpose of seeing God? I want to get a kingdom bigger than his great grandfather's kingdom. That is the only purpose. Nothing, no devotion, nyabhilashita, sunyam, nothing like that. Just he wanted a kingdom bigger than my father's, grandfather's kingdom. That's it. He wanted that only. But anyway, we'll see towards the end what happens. This is the wonder of devotional activity. So here, as Swayambhuva Manu, he is glorifying. He's a grandfather, but he is very proud. Srila Prabhupada writes here, Manu was very proud that Dhruva Maharaj was one of the descendants of his family, because at the age of 5 years, Dhruva Maharaj began meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and within 6 months, he was able to see the Supreme Lord face to face. This is glory. Sometimes we have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked, what is very glorious? What is very glorious? Glorious is to be a pure devotee of the Lord. That is a glory. There are so many other fleeting glories are there in the material world, achieving this Mr. Universe, Miss Universe, or this one, that one. No, that is nothing. Fleeting, actually. It's not even 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. All these glories will go away, actually. This glory is nothing. We wanted this glory of Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is glorious. Uttama Sloka. Uttama Sloka means Uttama Sloka is glorified by the choicest poetry. It's Uttama Sloka. And also the person who is serving Uttama Sloka, he is also glorious. Why he is glorious? Because he is glorifying the Supreme Lord. So he is also glory. His glory is there. So that is why Srimad Bhagavatam is full of descriptions of the glorification of the Supreme Lord and glorification of the Supreme Lord's wonderful devotees. That is what Srimad Bhagavatam is. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of the descriptions of this character. So that is why Srila Prabhupada says, Manu was very proud that Dhruva Maharaj was one of the descendants. Actually it is Shastra, it is said, Putrarte kriyate bharya. Normally somebody gets into the marriage life and then they just want to get putra. And then there is a saying, say, why we have to have putra? Putra pun nama naraka iti trayate putra. There is a hell called pun. So the putra is the one who is going to deliver the descendants from going to the pun nama naraka. That is why putra. Also Prabhupada says putra pinda prayojanam. Putra is the one to the descendants so that they can be elevated. So these all the points. So if a putra, such a putra is there and that person is becoming a pure devotee of the Lord, there is no doubt that somebody will be feeling very proud actually. Not proud in the, not the negative sense actually, but not in the proud. Yes, because somebody becomes a nice devotee. Like here all this the devotee children, they are sitting here, they are sitting here. They are there. My father and mother have to be very proud. Yes, my children. Because for us, it took about 40 years, 30 years to come and chant, hold the mala and chant Hare Krishna. It took so long for us to come to this stage. But these children, they are very, very fortunate. Very, very fortunate. Because they have... Srila Prabhupada says, they are like in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashta Bijayate. Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashta Bijayate. They are all like great devotees. Great devotees. Because otherwise they can't come here. It is not possible. Not all these children are coming here. Why? Because they have already performed so many pious activities, all this Tirtha, everything they have completed, and they have come here to finish off this matter. Some remnants are there and they have to come here and they have to complete it. That is why they are immediately attracted. They are very attracted to this process of devotional service because they already in the previous they have performed these things. Without performing these things, very difficult. Now 70-year-old person is not interested in that, but 5-year-old kid is interested. Why? Because the reason is not like, it's not like age is not a problem. This is like, you have to have some samskara. You have to have some acquaintance with devotees or acquaintance with Krishna. Then only we can come to, this is like a bhakti, comes from bhakti only. It's not like somewhere else. So this is a very fortunate situation. And we have to be very, very happy and proud. Yes, not proud in the sense, okay, my son is this. Not that type of proud. The proud in the sense, yes, now you have become a pure, you are trying to become, we are not already pure devotee. We are aspiring. That's why we normally say, aspiring to be a devotee. We are not already devotee. Devotees are this category. Srimad Bhagavatam is describing. Pralad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, all these great, they are devotees. We are aspiring to be devotee. We want to follow in their footsteps. Mahajana yena katasya panta. We want to follow in their footsteps. So, Srila Prabhupada says here, Manu was very proud. Yes, he has to be very proud. And he says, Dhruva Maharaj is the glory of the Manu dynasty or the human family. The human family begins from Manu. The Sanskrit for man is Manushya, which means descendant of Manu. So, Srila Prabhupada always tries to give how how the root of the word is coming. What is that called? Etymology or etymology, something. Somebody knows?
Yeah, etymology.
Yeah. Prabhupada always connects how this is coming. Manushya, man, Manu. From Manu comes Manushya. So all these people. Actually, Srimad Bhagavatam, Rishabhadev says, this one of the famous slokas, Pita Nasasya, Janani Natasya, Guru Nasasya. So many Nasasya, Nasasya, Nasasya. So where it is said, one should not become a father, one should not become a mother, one should not become a king, one should not become a... ruler, whatever, all these things, if he is not able to deliver the dependents. So that is mentioned. So same way, here also, here the father or grandfather feels very great happiness. Yes, finally here is my grandson who is going to deliver the all the descendants of this family. Especially it happened in Prahlad Maharaj's case. When Prahlad had a darshan of Narsingadev, he asked, my father was very inimical to you. Please forgive him. So what a great, this person tortured him like anything, left, right, center. And the prayer for Prahlad Maharaj is offering is, my father was very, very inimical to you. So please forgive him. So what Narsingadev said, dear Prahlad, because of you appeared in this dynasty, 21 generations up and down, everybody is liberated. That is the purity. 21 generations. What to talk of? Like this is a, sometimes you know, people like, oh, my son has become engineer, my son become a doctor. This person could not study anything, just become a devotee. Bhakta ban gaya. Just this is like nothing. He could not do anything, bhakta ban gaya. Normally, sometimes people say like that. But it's not, just becoming a devotee is not an ordinary thing. It's not an ordinary thing. Because one pure devotee in the family can generate 21 generations. Maybe we may not be like Prahlad, at least we can deliver ourselves first to start with. And if we have the capacity, then we can deliver others also. So that facility is there actually. Otherwise, what is the purpose in life? Purpose of life is like Nate Vidu Swartha Gatim Hi Vishnu. Swartha Gati is Vishnu. This is like a Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam. Again and again we are going in the samsara chakra. It's happening, same thing again and again. And we, every time we are thinking that we are doing it for the first time. Like so many people, you know, like they think, you know, like they don't feel fed up with this thing. Normally if I just ask somebody, you go up, come down, go up, come down. Two times they will do, three times they will do. After that, I'm not going to do that. Why am I doing this again and again? But we have been doing the same thing. Same thing. And we don't get fed up. This is the Maya Shakti. It's just like it covers the whole thing. That every time we are doing fresh, you know, like this. Oh yeah, yeah. This is actually sometimes it happens. You know, like most of the people, so many times they get so many people in the world get married. But every time people think, you know, like now I'm getting married. This is I have a different formula. The other formulas are failed, but this I have a plan B, plan C. The different plans are there. Because that, unless otherwise we come to the conclusion how to punarjanma jayaya. Punarjanma jayaya means how to conquer this repetition of birth and death. Repetition of birth and death. That has to be conquered. That is the real success in life. Real success in life is not just how much we accumulate in this life or how much glorious we are. All these glories become useless actually. Alexander was very glorious. But he can't take anything. He could not take anything with him actually. There are so many, our history has seen so many people achieved so much glories, but they could not carry anything beyond their this thing. That's it. They could not carry anything. But a devotee's glory is like so much, like Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj. We are still discussing, not only now, we'll be keep on discussing for ages to come. We'll be discussing. These are all the glories actually. These glories are the real glories. So here, and Dhruva Maharaj, Prabhupada says here, not only is Dhruva Maharaj the glory of the family of Swayambhuva Manu, but he is the glory of the entire human society. Because Dhruva Maharaj had already surrendered to the Supreme Lord. So here, Dhruva Maharaj, what is the purpose of Swayambhuva Manu? Swayambhuva Manu has come here to what purpose? Hare Krishna. Swayambhu Manu's purpose, what is the purpose? So you are writing different purports. Sir. What are you writing? Points. Points. If you listen only, they can write. You are like Ashtavadani, you write, listen, write, everything you do, I think. Okay. What is the purpose of Swayambhu Manu? Why did Swayambhu Manu come here?
To create.
No, here, this particular sloka. That is the general answer. So Swayambhuva Manu came to create, but in this particular sloka, why did he come? What is the purpose of? Yes, that's good. Yeah, to stop Dhruva Maharaj from fighting. Yes. So here, even though he is a great grandfather, he follows the etiquette also. So he follows the etiquette. First he glorifies. See, this is a whole idea of preaching also. It's like that only. First, we don't say, oh, you are nonsense. No. Just say, yeah, you have done this, you have done that, da-da-da-da-da-da, all these things. Now, you have done everything, but why are you doing this? This is the way to. This is like Srila Prabhupada quotes this Prabodhananda Saraswati Maharaj, how he says, you have to say, yeah, first glorify. So we are preaching also, first you have to glorify. Ah, oh, you are a very learned scholar, you are a very gentleman, this, that. Finally, you please give up all this nonsense. Nonsense, you don't say that. But now you take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this we don't want to say nonsense. But you just now, you have done everything, but all these things are not going to be helpful. Please take shelter at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is he says. This is the way the preaching also. So here, Swayambhu Manu is explaining very nicely how we have to approach. Here, he is approaching. So he is a grandson. He can just command. But still, he is saying, you are such a person, you are doing all these things, you already achieved. When Dhruva had the darshan of the Lord, Lord told him very clearly, I know what you want. It's very difficult to obtain. But the one who worships me, that whatever thing will not go in vain. I will still give you. And then he gave you Dhruva Loka. Dhruva Loka is such a planet. All the planetary systems, they rotate around Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruva Loka. This is the topmost planet, and that will not be annihilated at the time of universal annihilation. So all other lokas will be annihilated. So such a great planet. We have just achieved small one place, then we are very proud. We are very proud we achieved something. But here, Dhruva Maharaj has been given a planet which will not be destroyed at the time of annihilation. That type of planet also has been given. So you have achieved all these glories. Now, having achieved all these, now your activity of killing this is not befitting. So that's the point he is coming to. So he is saying it is not befitting your position of such a great devotee killing this unnecessarily the yakshas, left, right, center. Don't do that. That's the whole purpose. So here Dhruva Maharaj has been instructed. He is giving instruction. So nobody is beyond correction. We have to always remember in devotional life, we are always under the shelter of Guru and Krishna. All the Vaishnavas are there to guide us actually. This always has to be there. Even though he personally had a darshan of the Lord, full favor of the Lord, still he is corrected also. So this is like a Swayambhuva Manu is instructing him. Now you have done so many things, all these things have happened, but all the glories are there. But now why are you performing this activity of killing the yakshas indiscriminately? The same way Arjuna was also given this instruction. Klaibhyam mas magaparta. So now you are an Aryan family, you are befitting your position, you have to do. Why are you declining to fight? Arjuna was also same thing. He was also given this instruction. Now you have to do your duty. Where these impurities have come from? Krishna is asking in the second chapter. So where the impurities have come from? Why are you not? Why are you going away from your duty? Same way here also. Here it's interesting. Here Dhruva is fighting and Swayambhu Manu is stopping. There Arjuna is not fighting. Krishna is saying you have to start fighting. So this we have to understand. This a contrast is there. Arjuna is asking him to fight. Swayambhu Manu is stopping him to fight. But still both are correct. Because Krishna is saying, why Krishna is saying, as a Kshatriya, you have a responsibility. The aggressors are there. The aggressors have to be punished. But here, the situation is, one Yaksha killed this Dhruva Maharaja's brother. And now you are taking revenge and killing all these Yakshas. This is not warranted. This is the duty. And same way, in Srimad Mahabharata also, there is a pastime where Parikshit Maharaj was killed. How was Parikshit Maharaj killed? How was he killed? That was the reason. How was he killed? How was he killed? Snake bite. Yeah, Takshaka. Yeah, snake bite. So because of the snake bite, then Janamejaya was he was ruling the kingdom. So one Brahmana came. What are you doing here? Your father has been killed by this Takshaka. All the snakes are going around and you didn't take revenge. So he came and gave another instruction. So he performed a Sarpa Yajna. Sarpa Yajna means he performed one Yajna where by performing the oblations in the fire, all the snakes will come and fall and they will die. He performed also big sarpayagya. So many snakes came and this Takshaka is not coming. Takshaka, because all the snakes have come. And the Takshaka, what then he was asking the Brahmana, why this all the snakes have come? What is this? Takshaka is not coming. So then they said, Takshaka is a very close friend of Indra. So he has taken shelter, Indra's shelter. Indra's shelter? Okay. Now you chant the mantra, the Takshaka and Indra, everybody come into this. So the Brahmanas were so powerful, no? Brahmanas were powerful. So when they performed this mantra, then automatically the whole thing, no? Like Indra, all these things started coming. So then there one Brahmana, Astika, that Brahmana, he came, just stop this one. I come from Vyasadeva has instructed, please stop this. Enough is enough. Because again, like, he was a great personality, but still the correction has to be. Because he was killing, it's like here also the same thing, that all the yakshas are killed and the snakes were killed. So the Astika, that Brahmana, he comes and he stops the whole thing. No, please stop. This is the boon I want. He Astika came to the assembly. At that time he was asking, what boon you want? So he said, no, please stop the killing. One snake, you have killed the whole snake dynasty. It's not very appropriate. So now you stop this whole exercise. And then again Vyasadeva also comes. So this is the whole idea, the great personalities, they intervene. This is another purpose of this being a great personality also. Sometimes the mistakes can happen, so they have to correct. Like Swayambhuva Manu feels, it is my responsibility. My grandson is doing something and which is not befitting the glory of the dynasty. Now I have to go and instruct him. Same way the Astika. Vyasadeva also instructed Janamejaya that now you stop this Sarpayagya. So all these instructions are there for us. How we have to conduct ourselves. This is the most, Srimad Bhagavatam is there. But what lesson we get out of this is very important. No? The glory of Srila Prabhupada, glory of this whole parampara is there. Now our activity should be befitting this glory. Our activity should be like that. We claim ourselves devotees, then our activities also should not, actually it should not, like one small mistake we do, immediately we blame the whole thing. You do one person, oh, all Hare Krishnas are like that only. Correct? You would have done only one thing. This one person doing is what they say? The whole Hare Krishna, sir. Whole Hare Krishna will be like this one. No. Instead, something you glorify, do something properly, then also glory comes. Glory comes to the, the Hare Krishnas are nice. They look like Srila Prabhupada always gives the example. Like in Melbourne, I think there was a fire in that building, and then they put all the, what did they put? That canopy. That they put that, and then people could jump and then they can save their life. So then Prabhupada liked that. People should have a, first of all, people should have a favorable attitude towards the devotional life or devotee. Then only devotion can come. Otherwise, how devotional life will come? So that is where preaching means first making friends actually. You have to make friends. If you don't make friends with somebody, how can they reveal your mind? How can you reveal your mind to them? So that is a very, we have so many lessons to learn from these incidents actually. These incidents are there for us so that we can also, each and every activity we have to make sure that by my activity I am not doing something unbefitting the parampara. We are representative. When we represent somebody, we have to, like in the medical, normally the medical companies, they will have medical representative. They will go with one suitcase. They will represent their company. If I go with a suitcase and represent somebody's company, I am not a representative of that company. Correct? So representative means I have to represent my company or my line, my lineage or my line of disciplic succession. I have to represent that. So when we represent that, we have to be very careful. Not any loose talk or anything. We have to be very careful. Sadhu, Sastra, Guru, Vakya. So then we can add value. Otherwise, if I just speculate something, I will say something on my own, then we are responsible for that. So that's why in our each and every activity, devotee, we have to feel, yes, we have taken shelter of Srila Prabhupada. We have taken shelter of Srila Prabhupada's disciples like this way. So we have to behave in such a way that this does not create any disturbance. Does not create. Yeah, we still preach. We have to still chat Hare Krishna, take Krishna Prasad. That we have. But our activity should be like a spotless. Like, No, there should not be any blemish. Oh, this person has done this, that person has done this. No, we don't want that. Because otherwise, if the glory, that glory also goes to Srila Prabhupada. If somebody, if we perform some activity which is not befitting the nature of a devotee, then the whole society gets blamed. The whole people, everybody blames them. So, again, we have to continue our business. It's not like we have to, one small thing happened, that means we stop the whole preaching. No, not like that. We have to continue. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, apichetsu durachara bhajate mam ananya bhak sadureva samantavya samyak vyavasito hisaha. So even though somebody has committed something, as long as he comes back to devotion, comes back to the position, reinstated his position, then things are okay. That's what we have to remember that. So, but we should not plan that this is for accidental. Anything accidental happened. Not that planned 7 o'clock in the morning it is going to happen. Just to pre-plan. That is not, that is a plan already. That is, Krishna is not giving the guarantee for that. Krishna is giving the guarantee. Shipram bhavati dharmatma, saswa santim nigarchati, kaunteya prati janehi, name bhakta pranashyati. He is giving the guarantee that my devotee will not be vanquished. His devotion will not be hampered. Provided he takes to this, immediately comes back to the normalcy. That he has to do. So here we have this, as we discussed in the beginning, Brahmanda Brahmite Konu Bhagyavan Jeev Kuru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Ladabija. After wandering through so many places, so many universes, we come to this human form of life. Having come to the human form of life, got the association of devotees, got the association of deities, got the books and everything, now we have to make our life perfect. It's a very favorable situation. In this favorable situation, if you don't take full advantage of that, then it is a kind of a atmaha. Prabhupada says in one of the purports, atmaha means the killing the self. Killing the self means, like killing the body is one thing, killing the self means that we have everything is there, we can reach the purpose of life. What is the, understand the purpose of life. If we can't do that, then atmaha, killer of the own self. So that we don't want to be. So that is why we have to take advantage of this and always remember that we are committed to the parampara, committed to the previous acharyas. Now our activities should be very, very careful not to perform any activity in a negligent way so that the whole thing is blamed. Everybody blames. That we don't want. Our activity should be like, yes, the devotees are needed. More and more people like that are needed. Like that person came, like the opposition leader. So I was very happy. Because there's so much prasadam distribution, so much. And this type of things are needed also. It's not like, see, Prabhupada always said, like the people at the who have power, they have to realize this also. Not that, okay. Because all the, so they can understand, okay, this activity they are doing, this is like a trying to give, again, they may not be completely understanding the full devotional aspects of that, but at least they understand, okay, we are distributing needy. From that level, it's okay. To start with, they understand that, and then slowly and steadily, they will get the benefit. Because they have rendered some service to Krishna, then they will make more and more advancement. In Prabhupada, 12th chapter, Bhagavad Gita, one of the purport, he says, even if you can't do anything because of the political, social, economical reason, if you are not able to do anything, just to be favorable to devotees. Can't do anything, at least just to be favorable. Because you are favorable to devotees, not inimical, then you will make advancement. Sometimes people are hands tied and I am not able to do anything. But if you are not able to do anything, at least be favorable to devotees. If you are favorable to devotees, then you will be a recipient of Krishna's mercy. Krishna will be merciful to us because the fact that we are favorable. So that, at least we have to develop that attitude. So this way, here the whole pastime gives us a thing. What are all the things we can learn? Nobody is beyond correction. Even though Dhruva Maharaj had a darshan of the Lord, still he can be corrected. And Dhruva Maharaj also very happy when Swayambhuva Manu gave this instruction. Dhruva Maharaj, I already had a darshan of the Lord. I don't want your instruction. No, he was very happy that now finally you intervene. Now you just gave me some realization. So now I'll stop it. Immediately stop it. So this is the way we can take also. And also regarding the glory, we can understand we have a very glorious parampara and then our activities should be very, very impeachable character. Sir, that's what I forgot. Impeachable character. Our devotee's life should be like that. Then people will be admired. Okay, yes, I want to follow this. Like Srila Prabhupada's life. In Srila Prabhupada's life, there is like only one life actually. There is nothing like a personal life and private life, public life. No, there is only one life. Just open book. Anytime anyone can come, Prabhupada will keep on speaking. Doing activities, so there's nothing, you can't find any fault or any blame. So this is the type of life we have to live. So that way, devotees, when our activities are like that, then Prabhupada is glorified, Krishna is glorified, all the glory. So this is what our life should be in such a, we have to mold our life in such a way, our activities are completely in line with the activities mentioned in the by previous acharyas. Then our life will be successful. So I'll just stop here. If there are any questions or comments. Hare Krishna. You won't have any questions. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.